Well, shalom, and welcome to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week I try to bring some interesting chazanis, and of course the first hour is that mixture. This is show, Saul, you get a little of this? Show 159, Julian, Mickey, where's the time going to? Show 159 already. Let's see, 2 hours every week, so you can listen to 318 hours of Jewish music with no commercials. Nope. And one day I'll have my 15 years at SOU uploaded and a few years with Cantor's World. So we may have a couple of thousand hours of music to listen to. But in the meantime, in this incarnation, it's show 159. Been broadcasting, as you know, since 1977. Well, you're used to having Moshe Kusevitzky with Sheyibona Beis HaMikdash. That's more or less the theme song over the years. But decided to play the original. This is Cantor Israel Shore. It's his composition. And let's hear the original Sheyibona Beis HaMikdash, Cantor Israel Shore.
I'm with you.
Cantor Israel Shore and his original composition. Let's hear one more from Shore. This is Vili Rushlayim Ercha, Israel Shore.
This is Quibeso, Echo, Beso, Echo, Kosher, Yeborto.
Yerushalayim.
Cantor Israel Shor with Vili Rushlaim Erchor and with Shei Bona Basic Hamikdosh. This Shabbos is Shabbos Mavurachim, and many of you recall a couple of months ago I debuted some recordings of Cantor George Hirschfeld, and he will be davening this coming Shabbos, Shabbos Mavurachim, at the Lisker Shul, which is on 163 East 69th Street between Lexington and 3rd. Again, that's at the Lisker Shul, 163 East 69th between Lexington and 3rd. And many of you who were at the Kumsitz that we ran, well, we ran a couple of Kumsitzes in the last year or so, and Cantor Hirschfeld was at both of them. The first time I heard him was at the West Side Institutional, and then at the cafe, the U Cafe. And then, of course, the beginning of April, I played some of his compositions. Let's hear Cantor George Hirschfeld with Hashkivenu. Hashkivenu.
Do ever, 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 ever,
That was Cantor George Hirschfeld with Hashki Venu, and you'll be able to hear him at the Lisker Shul. That's this coming Shabbos Mevorachim. The Lisker Shul is at 163 East 69th Street between Lexington and 3rd. Cantor George Hirschfeld. Okay, the remaining part of the program will be devoted to Cantor Jacob Kusevitzky and an album, Sabbath Rest. Now, Jacob Kusevitzky was born in 1903. He died in 1959, very young age of 56. The second of four sons born to Alta and Avigdor Kusevitzky. He was a native of Smorgon, a town in Russian Poland. As a boy, he studied with various cantors, Cantor Vavitch, Shliapak, Eliu Solodkowski, and Abraham Moshe Bernstein. During the First World War, the Kusevitzky family relocated to the Ukraine as their life in Lithuania worsened due to the approaching hostilities. After the war, they returned to Vilna. Jacob sang as tenor soloist in the choir of the Vilna State Synagogue, whose cantor was his brother Moshe. Okay, that's when Moshe was at the Vilna State Synagogue. Shortly thereafter, around 1925, Jacob was named chief cantor of Kremenets, and his younger brother David served in the same synagogue as choir director. After several years, both Jacob and David went to Lemberg. Again, they worked together there. Jacob then left Lemberg for the main synagogue of Lutsk, and then he returned to Lemberg. I hope you're following this. David, in turn, had entered the cantorate and was named chief cantor of Rovno, where a legendary Zeidel Rovner had served for many years. Now it's 1936. Jacob went to London and was named cantor of the Poets Road Synagogue. He was joined in London about a year later by both of his brothers, Simcha and David. Simcha at the Great Synagogue and David at the Hendon Synagogue. So here you had the three brothers in London. After the Second World War, the Kusevitzky family reunited in London. They had a great concert, the legendary concert at Royal Albert Hall, and Moshe went on his way to America. Simcha then moved to South Africa, first to Johannesburg and later to Cape Town, and David left for the United States in 1949, where he became cantor of Temple Emmanuel of Borough Park in Brooklyn, where Carton had served previously. And finally, Jacob, who had since the war become chazan of the Western Synagogue, I believe that's in London, he left in 1951 for the New World and was named cantor of Congregation Rosh Pina in Winnipeg, Canada. In 1953, he became cantor of the Jewish Center of Kew Garden Hills in New York, where he held this position until his untimely passing 6 years later. That was, again, he died in 1959, very young. I always get surprised at the young age, 56. Okay. Now, here's the deal. This is an album that Barry Sirota put together. It was Yaakov Kusevitzky, Sabbath Rest. It was done with the cooperation of Jacob Kusevitzky's daughter, who at the time was living in England, and also Cantor David Kusevitzky helped put this together. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to tell you what the selections are, and I'm not going to interrupt the service. It's going to start with L'chun Aron and Moshe V'Aron, then L'cha Dodi, Hashem Moloch, Boruch Hu, Ahavas Olam, Hashkivenu, Chetzi Kaddish, and then we'll end with the Kiddush. So for the remaining part of the program, we're going to be hearing the great Jacob Kusevitzky. Now, I just have to make sure that I have this set properly because it doesn't look right. Let me just see. is, you'll have to bear with me 1 second because I was so sure that I had this done right. 1, 2, 3. No. Let's just try this. No. Well, I am a little embarrassed because I can't find the... Oh, here it is. Here it is. Coming right up with it. Bear with me just one more second. Listen, it's worth the wait. As we say in the business, technical problems. Here it is. Jacob Kusevitzky with Sabbath Rest coming right up. Thank you for bearing with me. Okay. Coming. One, two, three, four, five. Just my luck that the CD is damaged. I'll try it one more time. And looks like here it comes. Okay. Jacob Kusevitzky.
Yes, sir. came, then I came on your own song. Romelu, Hashem Melkeinu, V'yishtachavu l'ar kol shoy. Hi, hi, Horeish, Hashem Melkeinu, Mizemar Eleinu.
Hashem, his home yours. May you
Again, Oh, Are the Israel, ma'am, the Israel.
The Israel, the Israel, the Israel, the Israel.
Thank you.
We've been listening to Shabbos Rest, Sabbath Rest, Jacob, Yaakov Kusevitzky. Isn't that a beautiful Kiddush? Well, the whole thing was just very special. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, you can reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com, and the forum is around the corner. Thank you again for joining with me. And obviously, you're listening to this program. You're at the computer. Take a couple of minutes right now and let your friends know about the program. First of all, they'll be happy that you told them about it. I know that you've meant to tell others. So bring the joy. I want to spread Kazanis. I want to keep it alive, and I need your help. So, you know, a lot of people ask, you know, how can you help me? I'm not asking you for money. I'm not asking you to put yourself out. Well, yes, I am. Put yourself out to just take a few minutes and let other people know that this program exists. They'll be happy that you did. So anyway, thanks for joining with me. I'm at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom, everyone.